And now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And we started off the show talking a little bit about the Consumer Electronics Show and some of the things that we saw up there. And if you happen to want to see what we thought would be good resources for you to see the up-and-coming technologies, check out datadoctors.com, go to the radio show section. And right below the old picture of me and Brandon and Michael, that should be me and Brandon and Chad.
Chad doesn't get to be part of it yet.
So you know what we need to do is change Michael's name to say Chad and just leave the same picture.
Why don't we just crop this and be done quick?
You don't want to be in the picture?
I meant crop Michael.
Ah! Hey, can I give you my pick for the CES show?
Go ahead.
I've been looking at all this stuff. I've been looking at all this stuff all week, and the coolest thing I saw was this video camera that has, instead of using tapes or anything, it's got a hard drive that plugs into it. So you have like a 20 gig, 40 gig hard drive that everything's recorded to.
Was this the JVC deal?
I think so. Yeah, it was really cool looking, and I mean, you could record a lot of video.
I got to actually see that demo with the JVC.
I'm just trying to figure out why that would be better than some tapes.
Because you can record a lot more video on like a 40 or 80 gig hard drive.
Well, you can. Well,
and then it's already digitized, so you just
right. But I mean, you still got to get it to your computer if you want to edit it or
actually,
do
no, you can do some editing right there because it's that reusable media. You can actually do some editing. So, like, if you that last piece that you shot you didn't like, you can just say get rid of it.
On that tiny little screen, you can tell if you like it or not.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't sound like that would be that useful to me.
No, it is.
I think it would be
very, very useful.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah.
Raining on my parade.
No, it was your pick, and you're sticking to it.
That's right.
Chad speaketh.
It sounds like a good idea, Chad.
Oh, I like the 102-inch plasma TV, too. That was okay.
102 inches of plasma?
I saw it in person. I saw it with my own two eyes.
Did you get to touch it?
And no, they wouldn't let you. They had a rope around it. Because guess what the price of this 102-inch, unbelievable, high-def display was?
All right, I'm going to guess. I'm going to go way out here on a limb. I'm going to say it's more than $5,000.
Yes. 20 times more than that. It was about $100,000.
That's it?
Yeah. What do you mean that's it? Oh, my God.
I'll take two.
Yeah, one for my bathroom and one...
No, it was side by side.
It was so enormous and amazing that when I went to the next booth that had an 80-inch screen, which in and of itself is pretty dramatic... It was like, eh. Wow. I guess I'd accept 80-inch.
The size of the room you need to be able to view this thing, because you'd sit back a ways.
Dude, if you can afford a $100,000 TV, you can rebuild the whole room.
It's been the Computer Corner. If you missed any part of the show and you care, it's at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, where we'll send out a follow-up to this early next week.
And Jerry, Tracy, and Art, hang tight. We'll take you off the air and get you some free help.
Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Chad Powell reminding you, if it ain't broke,
it ain't got enough features.
I want you to someday look back on 2005 as